front of 150 people in the Capitol Rotunda, WORT's Stan Woodard drew the connections between the war on terror and a general climate of racist fear.
And now, because your name may be Mohammed, because you may say, As-Salaam Alaikum, all of a sudden now, because of how you look, you will be stopped in this country. We know the encroachment on our civil rights. If they come for me in the morning, they'll come for you at night.
That's right!
Robert Miranda of Education for the People in Milwaukee.
And as the prisons were built in Baskerville, red granite, Stanley, in all four corners of Wisconsin, it was interesting enough that black people became the widgets to fill them.
That's right.
Something smells. Right. Something is wrong with that picture. Because you cannot tell me that black people in Wisconsin are the only ones that commit crime.
That's right.
You cannot convince me that black people in Wisconsin are the only ones that commit crime.
That's right.
Activists with the Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano de Aztlán, or MECHA, gave a dramatic enactment of the experience of racial profiling from the perspective of a person of color.
Could you please put the phone away, sir?
Compañero, después le llamo. Bueno, compañero,
sir, adiós. Please put the phone. Do you speak English, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm from here. I speak English. I'm sorry. I was talking to a friend.
Yes, sir. I understand that. Well, my name is Officer Smith. We got a call about a disturbance here in the campus area. You know, a routine check. I just want to make sure everything's okay. Can I see your identification, sir?
So I'm a...
So how long have you been in the country, sir?
Excuse me?
I said, how long have you been in America, sir?
Sir, I was born here.
Yeah, well, I'll be the judge of that, sir.
So is this... correct, your address here, sir. Is it correct?
Yes, it's correct. I told him it was correct.
Procedure, I'm going to call it in.
But I didn't do anything.
You've done plenty, sir. You've done plenty. Please, stand over here.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, I'm sorry.
Now, do you have any type of weapons, drug paraphernalia on you? Anything smuggled over the border? Anything like that?
Smuggled over the border? Sir, I'm a student at the university.
You're a student. Sure, I believe that, sir. Could you please turn around, sir?
What? Sir, look, I'm sorry, look.
Don't make me get physical with you, sir. I've told you once, don't make me tell you again. And if I have to tell you again to keep your arms at your side, I'm going to have to put you down on the floor, sir. Do you understand?
Yes.
Sarah Cakeso of the Palestine Right of Return Coalition in Wisconsin.
Madison is living under this delusion that we're enlightened. I mean, we have the worst statistics for imprisonment of people of color in the nation. And, I mean, part of that is what allows people to live under this assumption that we're so enlightened is because you don't see the people who we're imprisoning, you know? And it's part of the problem with American society in general, how we segregate communities. I mean, in almost all other parts of the world, people who are poor and people who are rich and people who are of color and people who are lighter live in the same communities and they see each other's pain. And in this city especially, we don't see it. And so people don't think it's a problem.
I asked activist Bina Ahmad to describe what Mayor Sue Bauman could do to help people of color in Madison. And finally, to describe what people in general could do to support the movement to end racial profiling.
I think she should support Senator Feingold's End Racial Profiling Act. I think that she can represent a realistic picture of Madison. I think that she can definitely listen to the community and so that we can tell her what it's really like and work with us, not work above us. My message would be to get out of your house and get on the street and start working. It shouldn't be people of color's job to get out there and organize. It's a white problem. Racism is a white problem. And if people really care, I don't think that they should just sit in their homes and say, yeah, it's a good thing. I mean, it took a lot of organizing, a lot of hard work to make today happen.
Justice will be.